Real education, real world. I think that we have to stop participating in passing on errors. Poverty, nuclear weapons, mass incarceration, police brutality, war. Those are all errors. None of this should make it into the next generation. It is cruel to act as if mass incarceration is a mistake that we just have to get used to. Because it isn't. It is very strange to witness politicians doing as little as possible, and for us to just simply accept it as bureaucracy or politics or some other excuse. Perhaps it would be too much to ask of ourselves to fix all this. After all, we have inherited most of this ourselves. But being vocal and intolerant of these errors should be our duty to the younger generations. In order to establish a way to communicate these complex ideas, even, we must immediately cease to tolerate fake education, or ineffective education, or education that doesn't produce results. Fake education is the root of all this evil. Almost all of us have experienced fake education firsthand. The grades didn't matter. The lesson plans never came together. They were always incoherent. And we were made to celebrate graduation with our heads full of disconnected facts. A lot of people still don't know that their education was fake. One of the sickest things that comes out of that dog and pony show is students being tricked into thinking that they are just not that smart. And some people take it even a step further and never even try to read a book. They just assume they aren't into that kind of thing. For those of you who are right at the tipping point, the book you are looking for is Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. And you want the audiobook, the narrated version. And don't stop. The first 100 books are extremely important for the health of our mind. They will help you catch up. You need to plow through a total of 10,000 books. But the big milestones are at 100, 500, and then the big 1,000. Real education is an education that leaves you with abilities that you frequently make use of, either directly or build on top of, or by subtle analogy to something else. Fake education teaches you that you need common denominators. Real education shows you that it is a misunderstanding to just try to add fractions from different denominator worlds. The teachers are doing such a terrible job. They aren't explaining things in ways that are compatible with what we already know. And math class is for killing math. The best class to learn real mathematics from is programming and generative art. School is for learning thousands of useful things and loving it every day. There are no grades in real school. In real schools, you create, and the ability to make that creation and keep it and use it is the reward. We all get tricked and then sent to college to start paying for this nonsense. Seth Shostak says that the way we can tell a species is intelligent is by testing whether or not they can make a radio. We need to know how to compose music, how to fix electronics, how to program computers, how to use 3D printers and CNC milling machines, how to model 3D objects and art characters, and how to make a cool radio. We weren't even taught how to draw. All it takes is a photo and a projector and then some pencils and blending stumps. It sounds silly to mention such simple things, but this mode of thinking shows that we have been robbed. And we need to know of this robbery to finally put an end to it. Preventing the emergence of wisdom and greatness in the minds of human beings has been tried before, and by the most evil of men. It doesn't matter if we are doing this by accident or by inheritance. Once we know we are propagating errors, we must stop. Stop! Fake education must end right now. That is the only thing that the younger generations need help with. They will learn on their own. They will fight tooth and nail on their own. They just need to know that they are being tricked, that they are being robbed, that their minds are traded for years and years of paychecks, that they are seen as a source of income by everyone involved in the education industry. Education is not about just learning random disconnected facts. That's a circus trick. Real education is about a quest for knowledge, a quest that empowers us with great wisdom. Real education is about growing all the way up, which is what we are supposed to be doing. Growing until we become great beings who gift the future generations with meaningful and lasting contributions. It's just growing all the way up.